This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Zevi Tesla, Lilu Nishmas, Rabbi Shaya ben Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Shaila of Kirstir. Zion Tavis, Monday the 25th of December, Rabbi Shmuel Nossen Greenberg, the Brocha on Chocolate.
I'm sure most of us have heard in discussion that there's not so simple, the bracha on chocolate, it's not so clear, what is it? I'd like to go through some of the sugyas that have relevance to understanding what this bracha might be, and see what we can come up to lemaisa. This is not a halacha lemaisa, I'm not saying that this is the halacha, but what possibly could be how we can pull out the halacha from the sugyas, and each must ask his own rabbinical authority for the practical applications. Firstly, what is chocolate? We all know chocolate comes in a bar, in a wrapper, pieces we break up. What is chocolate? So there's a tree called, I think it's the cacao tree, that grows within 20 degrees, I think, of the equator, north and south. And the tree grows big pods, which start off green or purple, and as they mature, they ripen, they turn orange or yellow, and they cut them open. They have to all be hand harvested, because once the tree gets damaged, it won't produce the same amount of pods anymore. So hand harvested, and they're cut open. Inside, there's five lines of beans, all wrapped in a white pulp. They clear the pulp, they take the beans, which have a purplish hue, they're more purple than black, than brown, and they take them, they ferment them. They then, after the fermentation, they split them, and then they turn it either into what's called chocolate liqueur, which is the liquid form of, or chocolate butter, which is more fatty. And then they mix it with the sugar and the milk powder, and they turn it into chocolate. Go through a refining process called conching, I believe, and then they turn it into chocolate. That's what chocolate is. Now let's see what the Gemara has to say and how we can then take out la halacha lemaisa. The Gemara, the first Gemara, Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Pilpli. Peppers, and one of the things to make peppercorns, which are usually ground into ground pepper. Rav Sheshes Omer, Shahakel, the bracha on peppercorns, Rav Sheshes says is Shahakel. On Rav Omer, Loiklum, we don't make any bracha. Rosa Rav Latamei, Rav goes according to his understanding. Dama Rav tells us the din, Kas Pilpili Biyem de Kippuri. Someone who eats pepper on Yom Kippur. Potter, no chayv krisus. Kas Zangvili Biyem de Kippuri. If he eats ginger on Yom Kippur, Potter, also not chayv krisus. Therefore, we see if you eat an Yom Kippur and one's not chayv krisus, it must be it's not a food. It's not called eating, at least. Therefore, when one eats a non-Yom Kippur, one doesn't make a bracha. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question, or Imre Meir said, Mi mashma shenema, varel temor lo siyas pili. The Pasuk tells us, V'chisavel oritz, when you come to it, it's all in a tatim, and you plant kol eitz malchol, every type of tree. Varel temor lo siy, be keep the mitzvah of Orla. Shalishanim yir lechem arelim leyachil. 3 years you can't eat it. It's a Orla. Says Rav Meir, mimash b'shenem varal tamor lo siz periyoy. Because we're talking about a fruit which is chayav Orla. Ein yidei asher eats Michael who. I don't know. We're talking about a tree, a fruit from a tree. Of course I do. Only a fruit from a tree is chayav Orla. So obviously talking about why does the pasuk tell me again eats Michael who? Elamat talmud leim eats Michael. What is extra eats Michael? Lahavi eight shatam eight say upirishava to include a tree, which the tree, the actual taste of the tree and the fruit of the tree are the same. That vezes, and what tree is this that the fruit and the tree and the trees taste the same and it's also chayav orla? Pilpilin, peppercorns. The lamed chot to teach you, shall pilpilin chayav orla, that peppercorns are chayav orla. Lamed can also to teach you, she'ein et yisrael chaser b'lo klum. The pasuk says, "V'chisavoy le'oret unatatim kol eitz machol." You come to Israel, you'll plant every type of fruit tree. To tell you that eitz Israel is not missing anything. Everything exists in eitz Israel. Shenema, eretz. The pasuk says, "Eretz shelib miskenes teichal bolechem." A land where not in poverty, you'll eat bread, meaning you won't be poor. Le'sex le'kabo, it's not lacking anything. So we see that pepper is chayav orla. If pepper is chayav orla, it's a fruit. It's a fruit which is eaten as chayav orla. It must be chayav brocha. How can Rava tell me that peppercorns are not chayav brocha and someone eats it on Yom Kippur is potter? Like Asher, it's not difficult, it's not a question. Habritiv the hobby of Eshta. When the pasuk is talking about Orla, where it's chayav brocha, it is considered food, it's talking about fresh peppercorns. Rabbi Avechta, Ravu says that it's not considered a food, and therefore you don't make a bracha on one who eats it in Kippur is Pata. Rabbi Avechta, when it's dried. Amalei Rabbanan Rameima, the Rabbanan said to Mareima, Kazdang Vilibim Tikuri, someone who eats ginger, and Yom Kippur, Pata. Because again, it's not considered a food, but Amar Rava. But Rava said, Hai Hamilta, this Hamilta is a medicine which is based on ginger. The Asif Behundoi, which came from India. Sharia, it's Mutter, there's no problem of Bishalakam. Mavrachina and Alei, and the bracha that we're making it, Beripi Adama. So again, we see ginger is a food, it's Chayva Bracha. So how can Rava tell me, how can Rabbanan say to Marima, it's not a food on Yom Kippur, Pata? Like Asher, Hobri Tivta, Hobri Avishta. This. The one with the ginger which you make a bracha on, which comes from Udoi, is when it's fresh. And the one which you don't make a bracha on, which you eat in your kippah, which Rabbanah said to Marema, you don't make a bracha on your pot in your kippah, it's talking about when it's dry. Tesis explains two things. We have two questions here. Firstly, what's the bracha when it's fresh? Fresh pepper, the Gemara says we make a bracha. What bracha? And secondly, when it's dried, why don't we make a bracha? Why is it not considered a food? Tesis. Berutiva kagain liaturiu belaza. So it's called apparently in the time of Tosfos. Ravachin leberpi adoma. The bracha is adoma. Avliya vegetable when it's dry. Learn ravachin anale. So the bracha when it's fresh, says Tosfos, is adoma. Not eight, even though it grows on a tree, adoma. V'chein halacha v'zangvila. The same halacha applies by ginger. Shekoyin zanzibaru. V'chein kalu shagrofli. Shein rikidim lechol ela berutiva. These things we only eat when they're fresh. We don't eat them when they're dry. Because it's not eaten when it's fresh, you don't make it when it's dry. What does it mean? Why is it not eaten? What's the reason why? So the riff in, I think it's on the sheets. The Lashon HaRif is Pilpilu Tifta, fresh pepper. Beripri Adoma, Sprach is Adoma, like Tosis. Uvi Aveshta, when it's dried, Veloi Klum, no broch at all, says the riff. Why? The Lav Eichlehu. It's not a food. Dried ground pepper is simply not a food. V'chein zangvila, similarly ginger. Retifta when it's fresh, mvorach leber pe'adoma. V'veshtel eklum, also because it's not a food. The Meiri says the same idea, slightly different. And the Meiri says that it's a tavlin, it's a spice. And a spice isn't a food. Food is something to eat. Spice is solely there to flavor other food. It's not a food. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on it when it's dried. The Rosh. And the Rosh goes through the Gemara, and then says Rosh, V'kemelon, K'rova. We pass in like Rova, that when it's fresh, you make a bracha. When it's dried, pilpili, you don't make a bracha. K'amelon K'rova, U'pilpili v'zangvili aveshta, dried pepper and dried ginger, V'chein kol k'yetz v'hen, anything similar to them, k'goin grufli v'naglin, V'loi klum, no bracha at all. V'taima, the reason is, L'visha ein regidin la'eichlon chayim, k'yim la'arvonim shadvar. So Rosh, what's the reason? Not because it's not food. Says the Rosh, because it's not usual, it's not the regular thing to eat them by themselves. Elo la'arvonim shadvarim. The way to eat them is only to mix them into other foods. Something which you only mix into other foods, we don't make a bracha when it's eaten by itself. And then says the Rosh, what bracha do we make? Says the Rosh, v'harif. And it's not correct. I don't agree with the riff. Because the Gemara asked from Arla. The Gemara said that Rava says that pepper, you don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Pepper's chayav Arla. So we see there is a food, and if it's food, you make a bracha. The whole Gemara's raya is from the fact that pepper's chayav Arla. And we say, no, because Arla is when it's fresh, and Rava was talking about when it's dried, and when it's dried, you don't make a bracha. So you see that when it's fresh, it's chayav orlo. If it's chayav orlo, it must be pre-ha'eit. If it's pre-ha'eit, its bracha must be per pre-ha'eit. Makhlal derativ de pre-ha'eit su, umavroich nalav per pre-ha'eit. The bracha we make on it is per pre-ha'eit. Avul v'zangvila, but ginger, per pre-adomo, be a vegetable like ginger, which is grown from, which is a vegetable, considered for growth from the ground. Its bracha is hadomo, and when it's ground again, we don't make any bracha. Says the Rosh, that again, when it's mixed, the reason why pepper, when it's dried and ground, you don't make a bracha. It is derek is misarv with other foods. Is it a food? It's a food. I can eat it. The reason why I don't make a bracha is because the way to eat it is always mixed with other things. The Rif and the Miri say it's not a food. Ground pepper is simply not a food. The Rashba and Tshuva which we also have on the sheets. Says the Rashi, Sha'alta, you asked me a question. Pilpilir tifta, fresh pepper. Mavarchin alayu, boir pri adom. The bracha that we make on it is paskin and rif, boir pri adom. Lamai, why do you make adom on it? Kivan shein godlin beel, on the grow on a tree, boir pri eit, havlon levruchi. L'chere, the bracha should be ha'eit, not ha'adom. Tshuva, says the Rashi, the answer is, kivan shein noitin oison ela adas sheis yafshu. The only reason why we plant them is to use them when they dry. And most of them are eaten when they're dry. Shchukin, ground, batavim, the spice. Bulvet, that's the only way we eat them, is when the grounds are spiced and mixed into the other foods. The einon necholin came before Nehatsman, and they are not ever eaten by themselves. Elamuton, only sometimes, lefomim, rarely. Eim avroch me'alem burpio eitz. We don't make a broch eitz, only hoadom. The Rajba seems to be going on the same malach as the Rosh, that really it's a food. It doesn't say it's not food. It says darkon, leitlon, shchukim, biavushin, and mixed into other foods. And really, it is considered food. But we don't make a bracha because its derech is to be nisarif. So we have two machlekes. We have one machlekes, what's a bracha when it's fresh. We have Tosfos and the Rif, who the Rajbo say it's hadama. And the Rosh says it's hoit. And when it's ground, we have machlekes whether it's considered a food or not a food. According to the Rif and the Meiri, it's not a food bakal. And according to the Rosh and the Rajwa, it's a food. But it's derech has to be an Arab, and so a food is derech to be an Arab. I don't make a bracha. Now I want to jump. There's another nakud that comes out of the Rajwa that's important to the bottom line, and I'd like to just bring it out now. The Rajwa carries on. The Rajwa started off. Tshuva, kiven she'ein noitin oitan ela adas sheish yavshu. V'yoichlu ruvon biyavshu son. Because they're only planted, that most of them should be eaten only when they're dry. So what? Why is that important to me? Why is it important to me that they're all planted that should be eaten when they're dry? So the Rajbo, Shkukim Tav, the Eino Necholin came from the Atzmon. It's mashed from the Rajbo that if a food is always planted to be eaten in a new form, not in the form it grows on the tree, to be eaten in a separate form, but that form is the purpose of the planting of this fruit, the bracha of when it's in its new form will be the same bracha as it was when it was a fruit. Because that is the purpose of planting the whole fruit, and that is considered the fruit. Rashi says it a bit more clearly. Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav, I don't think you have, I'm just going to read the Rashi. Rashi says, Avol Shemen, for olive oil, Miyad Bo B'Shiniyov, olive oil, as soon as the olive has been pressed, and it becomes turned oil, immediately it's now changed, it's in a new form. And not only is it in its new form, it's Bo B'Shiniyov L'Chal Derech Achilosoi, into the way it's eaten, the new form in that it's eaten. The ikka ha pri lekach notuhu. The whole purpose of the pri of the olive is planted for the oil. Rashi says so. Olives. Rashi says the ikka, well, maybe the olives are used for oil. Rashi says even olives, even more so. When most olives are planted for the oil.
Olives are eaten as olives.
They are, but most olives are planted for oil. So it seems that at least Rashi held the biyomov. Maybe there it's different. I'm reading Rashi. The most olives were planted. The ik of the pre is planted for the olives. Maybe there were specific olives they planted only for oil and other olives they planted for eating. That might be the... What were they talking about? Yeah, but the ik pre lekachnatu, hilkoch prihu. The olive oil is considered the pre of the olive tree, and therefore it would be possible, lalocha it's not, but it would be possible to make an olive oil pre hoit. I put it on the sheets. Adam's passing this lemaisa. Says ein mavorkin boir priyot. We don't make priyot or boir priyadoma and the brokh priyadoma. Elok shenika b'miksa shehu pri. Only when it's recognizable, partly recognizable from the food I'm eating, that it is the pri that it originated from. Aval im riskoy ad she'eino nika klal mahu. If it's been mashed into such a stage that I don't recognize anymore the fruit from whence it's originated, mavorchin shakol, it's brokhin shakol. The im roiv derech, but he says, the im roiv derech achilas ois naperish. But if the way most of these fruits are eaten, hu alidei risuk, is through mashing them or through grinding them or through whatever the form, the new form that we have here is. Also, you make the bracha which originally had in its status as original fruit. That's a brach. Even though it's not recognizable anymore what the fruit is. L'chein amav, and he goes through and he says examples, and that goes on. Let's just keep this point for the side at the moment, but the comes out from this Rashbot, Rashi, and the Chai Odom, that a food which is planted, a fruit or a veg which is planted to be ground, to be eaten in a different form to what it's found on the tree, its brocha that I make on it when it's in its new form is the same brocha as I would make of it when it is found on the tree. Meaning, if it's a fruit, and if it's a vegetable, ha'adom. That's all that, we'll get back to it. We'll need this for the when we get to the end of the Lachman Maisa, but let's get back to the Rosh. The Rosh said, we have the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh and the Rashba both learn that ground pepper is a food. The Rif and the Miri say it's not a food. Ground pepper is not a food. The Rosh and Rashba say ground pepper is a food. It's a food, but I don't make a bracha because it's always mixed in with other foods. We have a difficulty now from a Bryson, Daf Memo and Beis. I think it's on the sheets as well. Daf Memo and Beis says the Gemara, Toner Abonar. Al Dova She'en Kedulim and Oretz, on something that's not grown from the ground, Kegoin, Boso, Behemus, Chayis, Vaifus, meat, chicken, the dogim, fish, Oyma Shakel, Bidvori, the broch, we're making them in Shakel. Al Acholov, Vala Beitzim, milk and eggs. Alagvina, cheese, emeshakel, the bracha, we make a shakel. Alapasha offshore, moldy bread. Alayayin shahikrim, yayin that's spoiled. Alatavsha shovet srosa, your food that's gone bad, it's gone off. It's still edible, but it's gone off. Emeshakel, the bracha is shakel. Then says the writer, alamelech valazamis, on salt and brine. Valkamen valpitris, on mushrooms and truffles, emeshakel. One of the last case in the Mishnah is salt. And brine, salt, the broch on salt, is shakel. Now if the Rashba and the Rosh just told us that ground pepper is a food, but I don't make a broch because it's derechis to be nis'arev with other foods and therefore never to be eaten by itself, and I don't make a broch, l'chiras salt is the same case. Salt is made to be mixed with other foods, it's not made, but it's mined to be mixed in with other foods, and I use it only as a flavouring or to bring out the flavour in other foods. L'chayra shouldn't be making any broch on it. But the price still tells me clearly, v'ala melech v'ala zamis, mevorech v'shakel. How do we reconcile the Rosh with this price? So in order to find an answer, let's have a look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hema Beis. I think it's the next Gemara in the... So there's a Gemara. Kufa. Omer of Yehuda Mashmur. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Bechen, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Shemen Zayis, Mavorach Lov Bore Priyot. The bracha on olive oil is Bore Priyot. Hei Chidomi, in what case are we talking about that when one drinks olive oil, he makes a bracha hoit? Ilem de Kshosilei, if he drank it neat by itself, takes a glass of olive oil and drinks it, Azuki Mazakle, it damages him. Unfortunately, say that it stops the heart immediately, and it causes a tremendous damage to the heart on the spot. The Sanya, Ashayta, the Gemara brings rise. The Gemara carries on. Elohok my skin on the Kashosile Alidei Anigran. We're talking about a case where he drank it through Anigran. What's Anigran? The Amar Rabbi Bashmul says, Anigran my the silka. Anigran is the broth of beets, of cooked beets. And Sigran my the Kulushalki. And Sigran is the broth of all other cooked vegetables. So the case we're talking about is he took olive oil, he mixed it with anigrum, which is the broth of cooked beets, mixed them together, then he drank it. And in that case, says the Gemara, maybe he should make Bore Priyot 8 on the olive oil. Says Gemara, Imke and Havale Anigran Eka. If that's the case we're talking about, where he's drinking a mixture of anigrum, of the broth of cooked beets together with olive oil, the anigrin's the Eka, anigrin is the primary food, but Shemen Tovel, Shemen's only secondary. But Tanan, and we learn, Zeha Klal, this was the rule in all brachos. Kolshu ikka, anything which is considered the primary food. Ve'imei tefela, and is mixed with it a secondary food. Mavorech ala ikka, you make a bracha on the primary food. Upeitza tefela, and you don't make a bracha on the secondary food at all. So in our case, l'chera, when one mixes shemen with anigrum, with the broth of the cooked beets, one would only make a bracha on the broth of the cooked beets and not on the olive oil. So we need to find a new case where we will... The bracha will be made on the olive oil and not on the broth. We have a new case. We have a fellow who has an ailment in his throat, sore throat, whatever it might be. and he wants to drink the olive oil to soothe his throat, in that case, as a Gemara, maybe would make a bracha. And how do I know that the way to drink, the way to soothe the throat is olive oil? The Sanhedrin, we have a brisa, a cheshish begreinei, someone who has an ailment in his throat, layarenu shem tchila b'shabbos. He shouldn't gargle oil, olive oil, lechatchila on Shabbos. Avol, noisin shem and harbel etechanegrin. He can put a lot of olive oil into this mixture, into this broth of the beet, ubalea, and swallow it like that. So, in this scenario, where he's drinking it lerefor, and the whole purpose of it is the olive oil itself, so olive oil is the ikkah, in this case he would make a bracha on the olive oil, and the bracha would be hoitz. Fezegmar pshita, obviously. Why wouldn't he make a bracha on the... Why do I need Rav Shmuel's klal for this case? And since the whole reason he's drinking this olive oil mixed with the broth is in order to soothe his throat, it's to make himself feel better, so maybe he wouldn't have a dinner food, but it's not considered a food. Since he's having hanov from it, and this hanov doesn't mean the hanov feeling better, it means the hanov, whatever hanov food gives you, he has this hanov from it, for he still has to make a broth. Now, the general understanding over here of the Gemara is that the fact that we're discussing a man with a sore throat is coincidental. The important bit over here is that the ratio of olive oil to broth. If the olive oil is more than the broth, the olive oil is now the primary food and the broth goes on olive oil. If the broth is more than the olive oil, then the broth is the primary food and the broth would go on the broth and not on the olive oil. Why are we talking about someone with a sore throat? Because it's not usual, it's not regular, Mepharshim say it's not a normal thing to drink a lot of olive oil and only a little bit of broth. The regular way of drinking it is the other way around. Mostly broth, there's only a small bit of olive oil for flavour. Therefore, the only case where it usually happens, it's likely to happen, is a cheshish begreni, someone who has a sore throat. That's the general understanding of the Gemara. The Teisa Rosh has a different understanding. Teisa Rosh asks this question. He says, Vim Teimer. Even somebody who doesn't have a sore throat, nami imit in shem and harbe b'teich anigren, if he puts a lot of oil into this anigren, into this broth, yivarechelov, he should make a bracha on the shemen. Kimenshin enemy menu, he's having an off from it. Why do I care whether he has a sore throat or not a sore throat? The question is he having an off from the olive oil or not? So he brings down the first idea that we said, that it's the sore throat is coincidental, it's only because that's the case that we're likely to happen, it's not really. And of course, it goes. You go after whether the ratio is more oil or the ratio is more broth, and you make the broth on the one that is more. But he says he doesn't like that, and says the Teisa Rosh, "Avol beloshon hag in the loch tedes hakosu besvarim mashma she'ein lo levorich elo kichay velechinichay." He only makes a bracha when his jaw is hurting. In that case, he means to drink it for a four. That's the whole reason why he's drinking it. And he's also having a no from the thing, but he's having a no for the four. In that case only, does he make a bracha on the shem. Aval ilekir afur, if it's not drinking it for, he's drinking it because he likes the taste of olive oil. Im neisin shem and harbe have a hanigren ikka. You can have a ratio of 70% oil and 30% broth. The bracha is still on the broth and not on the olive oil. When it's the other way around and now he's drinking it as a medicine to soothe his throat, Oz Hashemen Ikka, the Shemen now becomes the primary food. And says the Teisa Rosh, I like this Malach better. Meaning that when the Gemara says we're talking about a person who's Cheshish Begrinu, who has a sore throat, and then he makes a brach on olive oil, it's him and him only who makes a brach on olive oil. Because then he's having a Hanno from the olive oil. And that makes olive oil the ikka. Now, we said in the Gemara, says the Gemara, Kivant isle hanomine. What's the Gemara? What's the chadash? Of course, it makes a bracha. He's drinking olive oil. So the Gemara, Kivant isle hanomine boy bruchi. And all the more farshim say, as we said, that the hano he's making the bracha on is not the hano shrefor. It's a separate hano. So this man is drinking the olive oil, mixed with the broth. He's having a hano from the olive oil besides the refor. 70% olive oil, 30% broth. He's having hano from the actual olive oil. He likes the taste, whatever it is that the hano is. He's having hanor from olive oil. Even so, when he drinks it, not lirufo, he drinks it because he fancies the drink. He's having the same hanor from olive oil, because that hanor is not dependent on rufo. He's having the same hanor. Even so, he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Why wouldn't you make a bracha? What's the difference here between a sore throat and not a sore throat? The enjoyment, the hanoi is the same. As I understand, the pshat in the Tosafot Rosh is that shemen, why doesn't one make a bracha on shemen? Because shemen is a mazik. Shemen damages. It's not a dovo which a person eats because it damages. Therefore, in any situation I mix it, however I do it, it's still considered a food which damages, and therefore food which you don't make a bracha on. Even if it's the most, and even in a case when it doesn't damage. Because l'rufua I make a bracha. When it's mixed with that nigrin, it doesn't damage, because if it's l'rufua, I make a bracha. If it damages, I don't make a bracha. So when it's mixed with that nigrin, it obviously doesn't damage. Still, I don't make a bracha on it, because shemen is something which, in the essence of it, is something which damages. Now I found a situation when it's l'rufua, suddenly the fact that I'm drinking it for its sake and for only it, and that's the whole reason why I want to drink it, for l'rufua, it changes everything around. It now becomes a food which the essence of the food is for my benefit. The essence of the food is for my good. It gives me rafur. So now once the food has changed, it's become a food which I can consider a food which is for my benefit, if I have hanos achila from it, then I can make a bracha on it.
It's no longer a mazik?
It's never a mazik with anyone. Whenever shemen is mixed with the broth, it's not a mazik. Still I don't make a bracha on it, because in essence it's a mazik. In this situation, it's not mazik. In essence, it's a mazik. That's the lomza tos rosh. It ceases to be a food. It ceases to be a food. But when I drink it to a fool and it shows me that the reason I'm drinking it is for the benefits of olive oil, and that's what I want, it now becomes a food again, and I can now make a broch on it because the shaman is the ikka. With me? Now, what's his hanno? We said that besides the fool, there has to be a hanno that he's having. A hanno. What's his hanno? Says Tosis. So Tosis says, Kiven to isle hanno mine boy bruchi. And says Tosis, it seemed lahalocha. Him Adam Shoyser, if a person is drinking mashkin, and the mashot adds in l'rufua, he's drinking a drink here of l'rufua as a medicine. It's the gemara daf lamvovim based on the toast on the last gemara. If he's drinking it l'rufua, im hamashkin roin lishtois, if the drink is bad to drink, now toast obviously doesn't mean bad as in a mazik, because then he wouldn't make a bracha, doesn't have anything to make a bracha. Roin toast must mean in taste. He doesn't enjoy them. The less lehanomine, there is no hanof from them. Loi boy bruchi, he doesn't make any bracha because it's solely a medicine, and a medicine we don't make a bracha. Vi is lehanomine, if he is having an off me, he enjoys it, tastes good. Beloy rufu, meaning that the hano, other than the rufu, there's a side hano which is enjoying. Boy bruchi, he has to make a bracha. And so says the Meiri as well, very clearly, that somebody drinks a medicine and that medicine tastes good. The hano is taima, the hano is it's a nice, it's enjoyable taste, he makes a bracha. Rashi, you look in Rashi, Rashi says the is lehanomine. Rashi is teaches the Gemara a bit differently, right? It says, Isnei Anomine, Levad Rufor, besides Rufor, which is obviously what we're talking about. Yeshloi Hanoas Achila. There's Hano of eating. It's not Hano of Taima, it's not Hano of taste, it's Hano of eating. What food, whatever the benefits are of eating food, that benefit he has. Rashi again says later on, Rashi says, the Isle Hano, but Achila. The important bit I have to make a bracha is that no, in achila, and the Rashi says earlier the same. The Rashi says a few times through the perikah brachas that the hano I make a bracha is achila. Now we shouldn't make a mistake that when Tosfos and the Meiri learn that hano is that no is taima, that means when one tastes food, one makes a bracha. One doesn't make a bracha only on tasting. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly a toim hatav, so someone who tastes food. Ain't it sort of he doesn't make a bracha. Ad revius, until he eats a revius. Even if he swallows it. Meaning the Mechaba wants to say that if someone tastes food to see if his chicken soup tastes good, and he swallows it, and he eats it, and he savors it, no bracha, it's only for tasting purposes. Yesh oimrim, some say shemu boile, but if he swallows it, tom bracha, he has to make a bracha. But al kaponim, somebody who's only tasting and not swallowing, doesn't make a bracha. So this time which tastes hanos, time of this benefit he's having from the taste of the food, according to Tosfos in the Meiri, the Hanoah's time is Hanoah of food that I'm eating that I enjoy the taste of the said food. Ajay Rashi says no. Rashi says differently. Rashi says that Hanoah that we're discussing over here is not Hanoah of eating, of tasting. It's Hanoah of eating. It's a benefit, the benefit I'm having from the food. I'm having a benefit from the food. It fills me. It's beneficial. Whatever it might be that Hanoah Sakhila is. Understanding this Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, maybe we can suggest an answer to the Rosh. We asked the Rosh. The Rosh and the Rashba learn that ground pepper, I don't make a bracha on because it's derech has been arved with other foods. Melach, salt, is also directly to with other foods, and we have a clear brisa that you do make a bracha. What's the difference? So perhaps we could suggest, if the Rosh learnt like Tosfos, that the reason why you make a bracha on food is because you enjoy the taste, then there'd be no reason to differentiate between salt and pepper. Salt has a taste. I'm eating it, I make a bracha. Pepper has a taste. I enjoy the taste. Might not be a usual thing to do, but I enjoy the taste. I make a bracha. But if the Rosh learns like Rashi, that the Hanor person having is the Hanor in the eating, the benefit he has from eating the food, so possibly we can suggest that salt, a person needs salt to survive. It's a necessary component of a healthy diet, is salt. It's got Hanor Sechila, so has Hanor Sechila. Ground pepper, we can suggest, is no Hanor Sechila in ground pepper. And if there's no Hanor Sechila, then I don't need to make a bracha on it. And the Rosh is very good. There's no stir between, there's no cash from Melech to pepper. Melech, salt, is Hanor Sechila. Pepper, there's no Hanor Sechila. And therefore, the Me'iri the other way around. The Me'iri who says that pepper is not, it says that the bracha, the important thing on a bracha is the Hanor timer. Is that it tastes good? He says that any time food tastes good, I make a bracha. Who's going to have to say that pepper is not considered a food. Because ground pepper is considered a food, and I'm eating it, I'm tasting it, it tastes good, I like the taste, why should I make a bracha on it? So the Me'iri who learns that the reason why I make a bracha is because food tastes good, is going to have to say that pepper, ground pepper, is not a food baklava. Because as soon as it becomes a food, I can make a bracha on the taste. And therefore my chlokes Rosh and Me'iri is l'shitas. But don't tell me that if the Rosh says that the purpose, that if the Rosh says that the bracha I'm making of food is the Anos Achila, and pepper has no Anos Achila, that should be enough for pepper not to make a bracha. No, I still have to come on to the fact that pepper is in Saraf. Why? Because shemen, we find by shemen, shemen is a drink which a person can eat, and he can drink it, and he doesn't make any bracha on it, because in essence it's a mazik. In essence it's a mazik. But when he drinks it before, suddenly it turns into a food which is beneficial. And he now becomes food which he does make a bracha on. So maybe pepper's the same thing. Maybe pepper, I'll find a situation of where you mix it with honey or whatever it might be, and now becomes, there is an osakir from the pepper. Says Rosh, no. It's always, dovish is always to minisav, and dovish is always nisarev, you don't make a bracha. The chiddush that comes out from the Rosh is that something which is made, which is planted, and it's grown, and I take it, and I crush it, and I now have this food, but I only am misar of this food, I only mix with other foods, such a food is not chala bracha. The Rajbo, which we said previously, the Rajbo in Chosu Rajbo, we go back to that, the Rajbo takes this, say to the Rosh, and he takes it a stage further. Says Rajbo again, let's go to Chosu Rajbo again. Kiven she'in neitin oisan el al das yis yashvu. Because we only plant the pepper, al das, that they should be dried out. And most of them shall be eaten dried. Shchukim betavlin, ground up as a spice. The einan echolin came b'fnei atman, and they're not eaten at all by themselves. Elam mi'utan lefam, only sometimes rarely eaten fresh. Ein b'vork na'alem b'rit, ela pre'a doma. You don't make a to make a doma. Why? V'korav hoya, and I would even go so far as to say, shalo yivork na'alem, ela shahakol kakir. Says the Rajba, I would even go so far as to say that you would only make a broch on fresh peppercorns of shahakol. It grows on a tree, doesn't matter. I would only say shahakol. Kakiru is like hearts of palm. Elo lefisha enecholin. Says again, elo lefisha enecholin amat mehembitivosum, because some of them are also eaten fresh. Va'adait the hochinaminati, and therefore the people who are planting and growing them are planted also with das, that they should also be eaten sometimes fresh. Mevorchalem berpiadom miho. It gets up a level from shakel, and it comes to hadam. So it goes down from AIDS because it's not planted to be eaten fresh. But it doesn't go all the way down to shakel because it is planted that sometimes people will eat it fresh. So it ends up being hadam. That's another reason. The other reason is also the reason the Rosh, that the Torah is mechayev orla, once it's mechayev orla, it must be a fruit. And therefore it can't be shahakal, but hadama akon it should be. I mean, the Rajba's taken this idea of the Rosh, and he's taken it a stage further. He's saying that any food which the purpose of the food is to be ground, and that situation, I don't make a bracha, it's misav with other things. And if the whole reason the food is planted for that, then this food should not have a bracha other than shakel at all. It's edible. I can eat it. But because it's not plantive, this is not the purpose of the food, it should not have a bracha or anything above shahar. But because some people also eat it, and it's eaten by itself sometimes, therefore it gets a bracha, but not ha'it. It goes down a level to ha'adom. So we have three klal. First we have the klal that anything which is planted to be used in a new form, in a crushed form, in a ground form, whatever that form might be, in its new form it still has the original bracha that the original food had. This we saw in the match from the Rashba, Rashi and the Chayod. Then we have in the second klal from the Rosh and Mashma and the Rashba, that any food which is in its situation is only eaten mixed in with other foods, and by itself there's no hanoas achila, no hanoas an oichel. On such a food you do not make any bracha at all. Unless it, when it's mixed, you don't make a bracha because it's mixed. When it's by itself, you don't make a bracha. Its whole purpose of the food is to be mixed. And then we have now a new chiddush of the Rashba. That according to the Rashba, any food which is planted to be used in a new form, in a separate form, but it's also a little bit used in its original form. When it's a little bit used in its original form, it drops a level of bracha and it goes from an 8 to adom. 3 klonim. Let's take this back to chocolate. I'd like to point out that the Be'alocha asks a kasha on sugar, ground sugar, granulated sugar. Take granulated sugar. Granulated sugar, a lot of it at least, comes from beets, sugar beets. The whole purpose of the sugar beet is solely to be ground and turned into granulated sugar, or turned into sugar. If so, says the Be'alocha, according to the halachas we just understood, the bracha of someone takes a spoonful of granulated sugar, which comes from sugar beets, the bracha should be shakot. All beets are planted for sugar, and the sugar is the new form it's in. Therefore, the correct bracha on sugar should be hadoma. So asks the Bialach. And he struggles to find the reason why it should be shakot. He's making it shakot, but not. I would like to suggest that using this Rashba, possibly with the Metzias today, has changed. In the time of the Mishnah Berurah, there was no processed foods as we have today. Sugar wasn't an additive everywhere. You bought a bag of sugar and you used it as it was, and you would eat it as much as a sugar cube with your coffee as you would mix it into your foods. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's why should I consider it a secondary food? It should always be considered what it is itself. I make adoma. I would like to suggest, maybe according to this Rashba, in today's world where there's so much sugar processed and added into everything we eat anyway, most of sugar that's planted, most of sugar that is taken and is processed, goes in mixed into other foods as well. And on that, it wouldn't be a bracha. The meat of sugar is what we eat by itself, in sweets, whatever it may be. That's the meat of sugar. Therefore, it would not have its original bracha, according to the Rashba. It would go down a level, and it would go down from a dhamma to be shahakal. And that way, when we say shahakal and sugar today, it would be the correct bracha. We don't have a problem with sugar. And now let's get to chocolate. There are people who like to come along and say, based on the chayodom, chocolate should be ha'etz. We take chocolate, we take the beans, they're ground, and they're refined, and they're turned into chocolate. But that is the purpose what the bean is grown for. The cacao bean which is planted, and is turned into cocoa which is turned into chocolate, is planted solely for the usage of making chocolate. Therefore, according to the chayodom and the Rashba that we said, all chocolate should be ha'etz. And that's what they want to say. Reb Moshe in Tshuva has notes said it should be ha'etz. Reb Moshe is so strong that it shouldn't be ha'etz chocolate that he talks about a situation where one makes ha'etz anyway and says that ha'etz will not patter the chocolate. One will still have to go and make a new shahakal on the chocolate. Reb Moshe had no sofuk. Didn't it say sofuk brachos lahakal, I've made ha'etz, therefore maybe I don't have to make a bracha now on the chocolate because I've made a bracha and it's ha'etz. Nothing to talk about. Chocolate is shahakal. I would like to suggest possibly, and I actually have since seen that there are those possibly would like to say this is the understanding in chocolate, that most chocolate today, if we look at chocolate, it's milky chocolate, most chocolate, and historically even dark chocolate, it was all a very small percentage of actual cocoa beans and butter. It's a very, very small percentage. Most of it, rubo is in some places even 90% is sugar. A little bit of milk maybe, milk powder, most of it is sugar. I'd like to suggest that when one eats chocolate, people don't like this, but when one eats chocolate, the real thing one is eating is the sweetness, is the taste. The chocolate itself is simply to give texture, to give taste, a bit of flavour. We're not eating the chocolate. If one really enjoys chocolate, one would eat real dark chocolate. It's bitter. It's not enjoyable. It's not the same. If you don't like that and you want to tell me, no, of course I'm eating the chocolate, so I'll grant you that it's half and half. I'm eating half the sugar, together they both cause. The bit of the sugar together with the chocolate, together they create this new idea called chocolate, and I'm enjoying both of them together.
That's a lot of chocolate, 70%.
We'll get there.
70% means it's chocolate, most.
Most of the chocolate, yes. But never milk chocolate.
No, up at the back one, yeah.
We'll get there. It's even if it's, we say it's both of them together, they both create this thing here called chocolate. It's got din zevazegrim, two things together cause the final result. And zevazegrim, you all go bosta the rave. And the rave is sugar and milk. And even though Rav Moshe is talking about dark chocolate, in the last 40, 50 years ago, even dark chocolate was mostly sugar. It's only a new thing today that there's a prevalence of buying real dark chocolate. So I think on the high street they sell even 100% chocolate. Apparently it doesn't taste very good, but trends are trends. And even this chocolate, if we look at it, if we take this chocolate, so we have most chocolate is milk chocolate. Most chocolate is Rav Moshe shackled because it's mixed in with other things. The meat of chocolate is sold, it's dark chocolate. But if you look at dark chocolate, most dark chocolate, upwards of 90%, is used in cooking and baking. Which is again mixed into other foods. It's again not used, eaten by itself. So the rubber of chocolate is all used solely to be mixed into other foods, and it's not chalane abroche itself. And we have a rajbo. Something which is chalane abroche itself, is not chalane abroche itself, because it's always mixed into other things. When I do eat it by itself, if it was also planted a bit for that, drops a level of bracha. Therefore, chocolate, which is all planted to be mixed in, because milk chocolate, we have said, doesn't get its own bracha, it's shahakal. And dark chocolate, most of it is planted for cooking and baking, which is also. But there's a small element, only in recent years, it's a modern thing, that chocolate is planted also a little bit to be eaten by itself as dark chocolate, as a high percentage of chocolate. According to that Rajbo, it would drop a level of bracha from being ha'etz, and it would therefore come and end up being ha'adamah. Therefore, milky chocolate, any chocolate with a smaller percentage of cocoa would be shakel. Anything with a higher percentage would be ha'adamah. Now, Loch Lamaisa, we do paskin like the Rosh and the Rajbo. Bezeza brings them down. Again, I'm not giving any definitive pasak. It's the idea that Lamzas that we pulled out of the sugya is to suggest possibly as so. And anybody who wants to know the... should all please ask your own rabbis, and they'll give you the psak of a bracha should be made. The Yovel Yov is Hashem to help us and to know what the real true bracha of all these cases are, with the difficulty of brachas, the B.S. Mashiach Zekin Ibrahim, Amen, Amen.
From Zalman, so also Shahakel, but you're safe from the dying car from Manchester.
But it doesn't matter, isn't it? It's made for that. It's made to be marosuk. It's made to be...
Isn't the sugar too much?